Saved by disobedience. This morning's commentary, sponsored by Washington Federal. I admit I was skeptical of the president's tweet comparing the Mueller report to the final season of Game of Thrones, but then I read it. Took about 5 hours. And sure, the beheadings are strictly metaphorical, but it got pretty ruthless in Trump world. It reads like a combination of an over-researched Bob Woodward expose and To Kill a Mockingbird. The president clearly felt that he was the innocent scapegoat of a prejudiced political establishment. The problem was that in his zeal to convince America of his innocence, he started issuing demands which, had they been followed, would very likely have made him the second coming of Richard Nixon. What saved him was disobedience. The patriotic disobedience of the lawyers and colleagues who either ignored or defied his wishes so effectively that no records were withheld, and the investigation itself was never obstructed. He may owe his presidency to the members of the deep state who, in thwarting the boss, saved him from himself. The report is not conclusive. He could still be in danger, but I think the real danger is for Democrats. They've noticed that this total exoneration is dressed up like a ready-made case for you-know-what, which, when it happened to Clinton, led to an approval rating of 73% and a political resurrection. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.